What better way to kick off Black History Month celebration than with a visit from the Dallas Black Dance Theater? And here to tell us about their visit and about their background are David Mills of Eden Enterprises and Sandra Braham, Executive Director of the YWCA. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
I am so excited because this Dallas Black Dance Theater is just, to me, certainly primo dance company for modern dance in the state of Texas. I don't know anybody else that's this good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely amazing reputation, stunning to watch on stage. When do we get to see them, David?
Well, they're in town for 4 days this coming week. They arrive on Wednesday, and they do a number of workshops and student performances. But the big public performance is Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the Chamisal.
Okay, so at the Chamisal National Memorial, next Friday at 7 p.m., that's the big one.
Yes.
How did the Y become involved in this, Chandra?
The YWCA has long had as our mission the elimination of racism and the economic empowerment of women. And as we look at our mission, it involves promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. So when David began to look at the possibility of working with the Chamisal to bring a dance group in, and he was looking at what the mission of the Chamisal is, he thought about the YWCA and our mission of promoting peace, and dance and art is a wonderful way to bring entities together.
Well, it's a superb partnership from the educational perspective because the locations of the Ys, everybody knows where the Y is in their neighborhood. Their YW, I know exactly where mine is. And it's easy access and a ready audience that might not otherwise be covered in an arts program. Who are the other partners in this?
Well, the Chamisal, of course, which is the venue at which we're performing, they are always interested in doing educational outreach to the community. So
yes,
they approached me last year about putting together a program, and this is the first of, I hope, many in a long relationship.
Excellent. And I understand you also have support from the Texas Commission on the Arts, of course, in partnership with the YW, and then Ballet Folklorico Paso del Norte.
Yes, yes.
So
we have
wow.
a lot of people have come together. Everybody
Very nice.
Is lending their expertise and their resources to make this a success.
So Wednesday, January the 29th, there will be workshops at all five branches of the YWCA's from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Is that correct?
We are very excited to be able to host this talent at the YWCA branches. And members of the community will have a great opportunity to benefit from their talent because these workshops will be open to the public. And normally, you'd probably pay $85 to $100
yes.
for
oh, yeah.
a workshop of this caliber. But we're offering them to the public to make sure they're accessible for only $10
apiece. That's a killer
and so
price.
So there are going to be five different workshops in the various parts of town, and folks can go to our website at ywcaelpaso.org, and they will have a list. For example, in the Northeast, they're going to be doing a liturgical workshop for folks who really are interested in praise, dance, and worship. On the West Side, they'll be doing a ballet workshop. I believe on the East Side, they're doing the hip-hop. But at all of our branches,
oh,
there's
that's
modern.
The only hard part is that you can't go to all of
exactly.
them. You have to pick one. So that's from 5 to 6:30 on this coming Wednesday at all five YW branches. Okay. Then Thursday, the 30th, what's happening?
Well, we're doing two performances in the morning. These are student matinee performances. And the Chamisal, as part of their initiative to do educational outreach, is busing the students to the Chamisal for the performance and then taking them back to their campus.
All
so
right.
we'll see about 1,000 students
wow.
Thursday morning.
And then workshops at five different schools in the
yes.
afternoon.
Yes.
These dancers better be in shape because they're going to be pooped when we get done with
that's
them.
Right.
And so that's Wednesday, Thursday. Then we've got the Friday night performance again at the Chamisal, 7 p.m. And your prices, I think, are extremely reasonable. $20 general admission for the Dallas Black Dance Theater is crazy affordable. And it just goes on from there with various discounts. Then on Saturday, February 1st, you're going to squeeze one more drop out of these people.
We sure are. We have our teacher workshop is going to be here at UTEP.
Great.
On Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And we're also, I think, squeezing in another student workshop at UTEP and one at EPCC as well. So,
holy smokes.
Yes, those dancers will not have a whole lot of free time.
No, no. But yes, I see a lot of talent come and go here in El Paso that is, in my opinion, not utilized to the fullest. Anytime we have somebody that's magnificent on stage and isn't being offered to the community or engaged somehow, I just feel like what a loss for the, for those people who are so hungry for that information. So tell me more about how this was conceived and who are your contacts in Dallas Black Dance Theater? Is this something that they do all the time, or did you kind of spark the four-day idea?
Well, it was sort of a bit of serendipity. I had been to the APAP conference in New York. It's an annual performing arts presenters conference, and had met their agent there. And I had also seen them perform here in El Paso on, they were last here about 7 years ago, I think.
And the stage hasn't stopped smoking still.
And I had wanted to do presenting. I've done a little bit of presenting, and I want to do more of that in the future. So when the Chamisal approached me about helping them put together a pilot program, shortly thereafter I got a phone call from Dallas Black Dance's agent in New York, and it kind of that's what spawned it.
Ah, that's lovely. And those conferences, they're very expensive to attend. But, boy, when you make those face-to-face encounters, that's what makes magic happen as far as getting the arts out into the community. And is this a first for the YW?
Yes, it is, as far as certainly into the foray of partnering and bringing in a dance group. We certainly host lots of events, and, of course, we bring a big speaker in annually to the YWCA for the community. But we have all of our dance studios in our branches, and we teach dance, and this is just a great way to expose folks to the opportunities that we have also through the YWCA.
It's a perfect marriage of those good tongue and groove floors and a wall full of mirrors. What better application?
Exactly.
This is just gorgeous. My guest today, David Mills of Eden Enterprises, along with Sandra Bram, who is the executive director of the YWCA. And they're part of a fantastic collaboration to bring the Dallas Black Dance Theater in for four glorious days of educational activities, workshops, and performances. This is all kicking off Black History Month in style. The main performance is going to be on Friday, January 31st. 7 p.m. at the Chamisal National Memorial Theater, but there will be workshops starting Wednesday, and you can get all the information at ywcaelpaso.org or call 474-4275. Congratulations on this one, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our pleasure.